4:48, 7:30 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. On Wednesdays in the Washington Times, you find Nuclear Option by Charles Hurt. And this week's offering is Gingrich is GOP's latest not Romney. Charlie joins me now. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It really has come down to anyone but Romney, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's funny. What we've seen here is that, you know, any candidate with maybe one or two minor exceptions that just kind of sit still long enough, the time will come around for them to be the front runner. And it's got to be driving Mitt Romney absolutely crazy because he's, you know, we think of the Republican Party as being a very, you know, they like their front runners. They like to have, they like the orderly transition from power from one to the next. And, you know, Romney was the guy. And yet he has been stuck in the 20s, in polls. And every single person that he manages has to go out there and debate, it seems like four or five times a week, has had a shot at zooming past him.
Yeah. You know, in South Carolina, I saw a poll this morning in South Carolina where Newt Gingrich has 38% and Romney's number is like 15%.
Yeah, I think that is huge. I think that is that along with the poll, a similar poll in Florida. But the reason I think the South Carolina poll, I think, is so important is because that poll reflects a surge of Christian conservatives behind Gingrich.
Yeah.
Even though he's had this sort of, he's on his third marriage, and there's ugly stuff in his personal life he's going to have to contend with. But what it means is, if he can win over Christian conservatives despite that ugliness in his past, then boy.
Yeah, what does that tell you about Romney?
No kidding. Well, I know the conventional wisdom is that it's all about him being a Mormon. I don't
buy that.
I don't know. I know that when you talk to those voters, that the Mormon thing is a weird thing to them. But the real thing that they don't, what they say beyond that is that they don't. They have a hard time trusting the guy because he has had he's vacillated on so many key positions that are of paramount importance to him, whether it be abortion or health care or any of these other things. And so maybe I tend to believe somebody when they say it's not because, you know, they don't like Mormons, and rather that it's because they don't like somebody who has sort of flip-flopped all over the place, but of course Newt Gingrich has had his fair share of flip-flops, although I think they are less pointed, and he comes off as being a little bit less oddly. He comes off being less oily, even though he has been a part of this town for decades.
Yeah, I know.
Mean, how funny is it that we've been watching? I've been watching all these Tea Party, the events and these people—they want to toss all the bums out. They want to just crash the ramparts with outsiders. And then the Republicans are going to wind up with the former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, that's
mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is very bizarre. I will say this, and I talked to Jeff Cooner about this last night. I have never in my life jumped on and off the bandwagon for so many GOP candidates. Really, I'm serious. You know, I was a Bachman person. I liked the fact that Perry jumped in the race. I thought he was going to be the big guy. I like Herman Cain. Still like Herman Cain, but he's got all kinds of baggage it looks like developing. A bunch of people who never entered the race. I actually wanted to see him jump in the race. I mean, it's just been a really, really strange couple of months.
Yeah.
And you're right about Gingrich. I would have never considered him as a front runner in this race. Not long ago, I considered him unelectable.
Well, the other thing that I think is fascinating about this is that, and obviously there's so many people like you, and I have the exact same, feeling about having, really gotten excited about various candidates, and then gone dead cold on them. But what it, this primary has been all about the debates. This primary has been a huge debate about ideas. And these people, for the most part, have risen and fallen based on the force of their ideas, and it's the only reason Newt Gingrich is where he is.
Yeah.
But these debates have dominated everything, and I just think it's so funny to sit there and listen to the left, listen to the liberal media, talk about how stupid Republicans are and how they don't... Are you kidding me? They are the only people out here talking about ideas, portraying, you know, laying out a vision for what they see is the future of this country, and then voting, and then having the open mind to say, well, you know what, I was wrong about her or him.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to switch to this person. Do you think you would see that in the Democratic Party? Absolutely not.
No.
That is the bumper sticker party, and the Republicans are the open-minded party of ideas in this race.
Yeah, you know, you had mentioned Gingrich and some of the baggage that he has, some of the dirty laundry. Quite frankly, I think all his dirty laundry is already hanging out on the line. So I don't think I'm hoping there's nothing new to discover there.
Yeah, no kidding. Hoping, yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems unlikely. I mean, the guy has been run through the ringer for literally decades. People have pawed through his, you know, his personal finances, his relationships, his everything.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, there are things there that are ugly, and people have seen them. But I agree. I'd be sort of shocked.
Yeah.
If I really would be shocked if something new, and we see it now, when people do these big exposés about Newt Gingrich, they're not really exposés, they're like reminders. They're
mm-hmm.
like gory reminders. Remember this?
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
yeah, that was
ugly, but yeah. It was also 15 years ago. And
I will say this, and you had mentioned the debates and how intensely the Republicans have been watching the debates. I would love to see Gingrich and Obama go at it on stage, because I really think Gingrich would just eat him alive.
Wouldn't it? I mean, I just salivate at the... I mean, it would be... We're talking gladiator style, like pack in the Coliseum. I mean, you could sell tickets. You could literally sell tickets, like fill a massive Coliseum.
Let me get the music out. Hang on. And now the presidential debate with Barack Hussein Obama and Newt... Hey, what's his middle name? Gingrich.
Imagine both of them in gladiator outfits with a shield and a
sword. I can almost
Mercury heels.
Obama maybe, Gingrich no.
Oh, come on! What do you mean? They both have to have pretty good chariots, but the silver hair and the crazy helmet. I think Newt would be great.
I'll tell you what, you're on to something. I would watch it. I would. All right, well, listen, Charlie, I got to run. Thank you much for joining me, and we'll do it again.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Charlie Hurt, he's got a great column every Wednesday in the Washington Times, Nuclear Option by Charles Hurt.